Hare Krishna, a question from Hari Vallabha Devi Dasi. She says, well, when reading or when thinking about spiritual subjects, and then one opens a book, and Krishna seems to be answering the very thought that one is thinking, or one is listening to a lecture, and the spiritual master is also talking about the same subject matter. Can this be something that we call associating with the spiritual master? It wasn't exactly the question I was expecting. I thought she was going to say, is this something that we could call being actually a authorized or a spiritual experience? In any case, it's certainly association both with Krishna and the spiritual master. But she does go on to later ask, is this actually a spiritual experience or spiritual process? And the answer is yes, because when we're thinking about Krishna or Guru, then we're absorbing ourselves in spiritual subject matter, and therefore our minds are spiritualized, and when we turn away from them, then they're materialized, and that's called material. Once again, one should make a distinction, though, between what's spiritual and what's transcendental. Thinking about Krishna is different than Krishna fully manifesting in someone's mind or heart. And this can be better understood through the process of devotional service. For instance, we are conditioned souls. As we practice from shraddha to asakti, to attachment. And yet at the same time, we call it spiritual life. We're practicing spiritual life. We're practicing bhakti yoga because everything that we're doing is for the purpose of becoming Krishna conscious and is in relationship to Krishna. But it only becomes transcendental when one becomes actually free from the influence of the modes of material nature and comes to the stages of ecstasy and love. So the same thing in terms of these spiritual events and thoughts, while we remain conditioned souls, their spiritual activities, when we become liberated souls, they become transcendental activities. Now, Gornitai asked a question of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila 19, which I'm not going to be able to answer in detail because I'm headed out to Budapest and I don't have the time to research on this, but it seems that Bhata is bowing down in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his two sons, but in the explanation, Srila Prabhupada says that the younger son hasn't been born at this time. So he asks, is this an example of a quote-unquote mistake? And I would need to be very sure whether all of the information that's being presented here and the way it's presented is actually accurate. But if so, then it can be taken as one of those things. This is not what the perfection or the faultlessness of the Acharya is about, which is getting historical dates right. It's about faultlessness in understanding Siddhanta and in presenting Krishna consciousness. And Barnaby Booth asks the last question for the day, which is about the Hativesha pastime of Lord Jagannath. What is it? You can certainly look it up on the internet. Lord Jagannath has many pastimes in which there are corresponding dresses that he dresses in. And some of these are extremely unorthodox, like this one, where he has the face of an elephant. And how that pastime takes place, well, that I'm going to leave for Barnaby and the listeners to figure out. But it's a very nice and very interesting pastime. There's a Vrindavan version and a non-Vrindavan version. And we're packing our bags and packing Radha Damodar and getting ready to go and Hare Krishna.